Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Circus, Duffy's Circus is the oldest circus in the world at this stage, as far as I know, definitely the oldest in Ireland. But what has happened since the shutdown back in March, and what's going to happen now? David Duffy, MD at Duffy Circus. David, good afternoon.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, Joe.
The first thing is your father, Tom Duffy, the legendary Tom Duffy, he got the COVID, didn't he?
Yeah, Dad got the COVID about 2 months ago, and he got through it fine.
He got through it great. He's in a nursing home. That's he's not part of the circus anymore.
No, no, okay. He's been well looked after.
But you can't do anything in that circus without consulting him. I know that. Now, where is the circus now?
Right, so the circus is back home where we live, just outside of Navan. We've been back there like coming up to 4 months.
Wow.
I think I spoke to you the day that we were closed on 12th of March, and originally we thought we were going to stay there in Galway because it was originally supposed to be only for 2 weeks. Then we realised it wasn't going to be, so we returned home. We got as many of our artists back to their own countries as possible. 30 couldn't get home. So they've been with us ever since. We put the big top up as soon as we got home, because we needed a place, obviously, for them to train and for them to keep fit, and also as well for their mental well-being, because they needed to be doing something. So we've been stuck now for virtually 4 months, and it's not looking very likely that we can get back on tour this year.
Wow. And what does that mean in the long term, or can you predict?
No, I can't predict, Joe. Originally, when we had the five phases, the fifth phase was from the 10th of August. Mm-hmm. So we sort of thought, okay, that's the final phase. That's where we're going to be. Then it was all fast track. Then we came. Then there was no fifth phase. Fourth phase was the final phase, which was 20th of July. So we started aiming for that. This was 2 weeks ago. Started aiming for that, started to look to see if we could get our artists back, because obviously any of the crew or artists would have to be back, would have to self-isolate for 2 weeks. And then, and then virtually the bombshell, when the Taoiseach announced that from today, indoor events can have 50 people in total, so that obviously includes your staff. So the fact that we have actually 50 people in our company means that we actually can't technically perform to one person.
Oh, the 50 people includes the staff?
Yes, the 50 people in any indoor event, the 50 people includes.
Now, have circuses been specifically mentioned?
No. The only time that that a circus was actually specifically the word circus was in the statutory instrument point two that was released a few weeks ago, where it said that actually circus was one of the things that was listed to say that you cannot open before the 29th of June, but. Going forward, it's still, they talk about live entertainment, indoor and outdoor.
Yeah.
They talk about the theatre, they talk about cinemas, but the circus has not been specifically
But do they? I know they've more to be doing in one sense, but people forget very quickly that the first experience most children have to live performance, people performing, is not on the Abbey stage. It's in a circus where they see live performances and they're, pomegranates, fantastic, breathtaking. And does there seem to be an appreciation of that?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. We are absolutely forgotten.
Are you indoor or outdoor?
Well, the departments say that we're classed as indoor. You know, we've said that we can lift the side walls of the big top to let air flow through. Our shops, our toilets, our ticket office is all outside. But we've been told that we come under the category of indoor. And like we were obviously hoping that the 2 meter rule would go. The medical people have said like, you know, they don't feel it's safe, which you know, I'm absolutely not complaining about. I'm really not complaining about. Like, there's, you know, so many people in the arts, entertainment, the event world. Everybody is in trouble. But we honestly, we're not even mentioned. And I think, you know, a few times when we spoke to different departments, you know, we've been actually told, actually, we never thought of you. And we don't, you know, we said, where do we fall? You know, are we like, what kind of, like, are we between the theatre and the circus or an outdoor and indoor? Like, we've fallen into a crack and nobody, like, basically nobody seems to know and nobody really seems to care. So that's where we are. Yeah. I mean, you know, and your answer to where we will be in the future, I can't tell you, Joe. I mean, it's it would be obviously very important to us and to everybody else in our line of business that you know, the COVID payment for artists and entertainers and crew and technicians, musicians, that will keep going indefinitely. But it's a long time. It's a really long time until February.
How big is a big top?
Our big top is 37 meters in diameter. Okay. It's 13 meters high.
So it's a very big top. How many people can it hold?
800 we can hold.
Could you survive? Could you survive on it being half full with the sides down, with so there's air flowing through?
We could survive on 400 people a performance. But with the with the restrictions how they are, with the 2 meter rule still in place, we've looked at it and we can get less than 200 people into our big top, which is absolutely it's just not viable with the price of our public liability and everything that we would need to keep.
Do you get any, given that you are, as I say, live performers, do you get any state aid?
Yes. I mean, we're very, very grateful to the Arts Council. Like they gave us an amount of money to go towards this year's production. And then when the COVID came in, they wrote to everybody and said that we could have 90% of our grant to be used for to assist and help the artists, which was very, very grateful. And that lasted like for 2 or 3 weeks. But unfortunately, obviously, like, you know, it's not a relatively big amount. So that money is gone because bearing in mind...
It's not a big amount. Can you tell us how much it is?
We got, I think, somewhere in the region of 50,000 euro.
The Abbey Theatre get 8 million.
I presume so. But, yeah, like, bearing in mind that we had 30 artists, which, you know, when we were closed, that we were supplying, like, electricity and food and that, you know, until we could try to get some more assistance. So, you know, as grateful as I am to that, that lasted 3 weeks.
And are you in a bubble down there?
Yeah.
You follow me? Yo, you are? Okay. Yeah. So you're...
We've been in a bubble for 4 months. Like, there's, you know, there's 30 people here, like, including families, you know, from... 7 or 8 different countries, and obviously, like, you know, we have a lot of Italians, Mexicans.
Okay. Were you listening, David? Were you listening yesterday? Just I'm conscious of time. Were you listening yesterday to Bowman Sunday 8:30? It's on at 8:30 on a Sunday. Funnily enough, we listened to it yesterday morning.
I was actually.
Okay. Well, let's give the listeners a glimpse of Duffy Circus 60 years ago.
I'm proud to have the privilege of presenting our program in Dublin for the first time, Duffy's National Circus. And I hope you welcome us as much as we welcome you. As I before said, this is one of the oldest circuses touring Ireland at the present moment, Duffy's National Circus. Thank you and wishing you all you enjoy the show. I thank you.
Who do you think that is talking?
That is a first cousin. That's James Duffy, a first cousin of my dad's. And the overture is called Belfega. That's the music you hear in the background. And that's been the overture for Duffy Circus for the last 60 years.
Okay. What it takes is somebody at the evening press conference. I know there's serious issues, but this is a serious issue as well, people's lives. What it takes is someone at this evening's press conference say, what is the story with circuses, given that they are semi-indoor, semi-outdoor? It's a long time since I've seen a full big top. Mm-hmm. But you're saying if you were told big top eight, I thought it would have been, you got more people in. But anyway, big top 800 people, if they said to us 400 people spread out, we could survive.
Yes.
And also add to the gaiety of the nation, by the way.
Yes.
Yes, hopefully people will appreciate circus even more after this. Okay.
Yeah, there will come a time like that. There's a place for us, because people will want to get back to family entertainment. So there certainly will be a time that people will want us again.
Okay. Well, David, I wish you well, you and your family and all your artists and all the people that you support and all your fans around the country. That's David Duffy of Duffy Circus. Hopefully back on the wagons. We'll be back on the road again very, very soon. 51551, my chance.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
David Duffy's looking for the reopening of circuses. TR Dallas, you know him also, was Tom Allen. TR, good afternoon. You want dancing to be brought back, but surely that's the last thing that will come back.
Well, that's what we're afraid of, Joe. Like, there's a lot of people involved in the music business and the entertainment business right across the board, but nobody knows what's happening, when it's going to happen, or how it's going to happen. And there's a lot of, the entertainment business, a lot of members and people dependent on it for to make a living. A lot of people in trouble financially, mm-hmm. and, it's a serious situation at the moment.
But, TR, can you dance 2 metres apart?
Well, Joe, a lot of the people go and dance in a couple, so they're together every day in the week anyway, you know. So there could be some little wavement there to try and make it work, you know.
And how do you think it could work?
Well, I mean, a lot of the venues are very big. I mean, you know, you could have a place that would hold 500 or 600 people. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could allow 150 or 200 people in there. But definitely, we've just been forgotten. There's not a word about it. Never mentioned. A bit like the circus. It wasn't mentioned anywhere along the way. And there's a lot of people employed through it. There's a lot of taxes collected every year through the entertainment business. And we're just left on high and dry. Nobody knows what's going on.
And how many people do you reckon are employed in the whole area?
Well, Joe, sure. Indirectly, you could have maybe 3,000. Indirectly, when you talk about staff and everything in all the venues. And I'm talking about rock bands, wedding bands, folk bands, you know, one-man bands. There's a huge amount of people employed in it. It's a very big industry.
But as you say, it hasn't been mentioned at all. But
I don't even know where to start or who to go to try and find out. You know, at least with the hotels of a federation. Now, we've got an association called the Music and Entertainment Industry, and there's, you know, about 300,000 members involved in that. But we're just, you know, Ken and you were only 2 years in the making, so we don't know where to go or what to do, but we're not getting any hearing anyway.
Okay. I see there's loads more people backing you up there. Trudy Lawler's one of them. Sorry, I won't get to everyone today. We're way over time. Okay, back tomorrow. Thanks, TR Dallas, Tom Allen. Back tomorrow, 1:45. Lisa Marie Berry produced. And Catherine Thomas is next.